We want both mics to be alive because
I'd like to say a word. I want to say thank you for your prayer support and for your generous Christmas gift. I want to personally thank you for your prayer support while we were in India. I want to thank you for your prayer support while we were in India. Some of you knew that Jim got sick and I got an infection in my tooth. Whether you knew it or not, the Lord did, and He answered your prayers. I got the best root canal for $53 that you could ever get. And we had so much support in making the decision to come back early. We had great peace that could only come from God. We don't understand all the time His ways, but we know He is in control, and to Him be glory.
Thank you, Colleen. I want to add my expression of gratitude as well for your generous and kind Christmas gift that we received this week.
我要再次谢谢大家，很慷慨地给我们的圣诞节的礼物。
The first time I went to India was in 1976.
我第一次去印度是在1976年。
That's 40 years ago.
40年前。
And in all of that time, going regularly every year, I've never had any problem.
我这么多年来到那边，我从来没有遇到什么样的问题。
But after that, a little over 2 weeks, we have an expression, I hit the wall.
但是在这两个星期之前，我有一个形容，就是我撞到了那个墙。
My stomach was upset.
我胃很不舒服。
And I had no energy.
然后我完全没有体力。
And the few that have been here for a while know, I usually have a surplus of energy.
你们当中常来这边就会知道，我是个精力充沛的人。
But I believe God is teaching us some things about how we schedule time and how much traveling I can do.
那我相信上帝是借由这个来教导我，我要怎么样来安排我的去宣教的那个旅途的时间。
I got a news report from Harvey Cedars Bible Conference in New Jersey.
我从新泽西州那边一个每年大概有一个很大的一个会议，大概有六百人。
And this year they had Pastor Kwong to teach.
那今年有个匡牧师会来教导这600个人。
He's 100 years old.
他已经100岁了。They
said his voice was a little weak, but his Bible teaching was right on focus.
他说他的声音有点微弱，但是他在教导圣经的时候是完全是很有能力的。So
I said, okay, God, I'll take 15 more years.
所以我就跟神说，好吧，我要再做15年的宣教工作。
We always look forward to being with you folks on Sundays and trust that the ministry of this day will prepare you anew for the good news of Christmas.
我总是很期盼来到这边，然后我也相信大家都在预备到迎接圣诞节的来临。
Now, we don't use the screen. You remember, I don't want to use the screen. I want you to use your Bible.
我不想用这个荧幕，我要你们使用自己的圣经。
I'm not going to make it easy on you.
我不要让你们太容易。
At least the first Sunday of the month, bring your Bible when you come.
所以至少每个月的第一周的主日，请把圣经带到圣带。
But I'm going to ask a few of our folks back there to see that.There are extra Bibles, and they'll distribute them if you need one.
那我请后面的人，如果没有圣经的话，能不能请发给大家
？Because I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 1.
那我要请大家翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
And I'm going to begin reading.In verse 15 through verse 20.
我要从第十五节念到第二十节。
I'll wait a minute while you're looking for it.
我稍微等大家找到这样的经节。
We need some more lights on up here. Folks can see their Bibles.
我们这边需要一些灯光，因为这边看不到圣经。
I'm going to start reading.
我开始读。
Colossians 1:15 through 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. Jesus is before all things, and in Jesus all things hold together. Jesus is the head of the body, the church.He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything Jesus might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace.Through the blood of Jesus shed on the cross.
我们中午我们可以一起读哥罗西书第一章十五到二十节，请。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的。掌权的一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Let's bow for prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Oh God, we would open our hearts and our minds to you to hear your message from the Word.
主啊，我们今天把我们的心打开，把我们的脑打开，让我们来听到你的道。
To that end, we invite the Holy Spirit to come and lead us into all truth.
我们邀请圣灵来带领我们进入到你的真理当中。
Convict us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come.
让我们可以在你的道当中，我们可以认自己的罪，能够
May the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up.And our lives transformed.
愿主的名被高举，我们的生命可以得到翻转。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a question that people have been asking for many, many years.
有一个问题啊，人们已经问了好几年了，很多年了。
The question is, where is God?
那问题是神在哪里？
Well, now, some people believe that God kind of wound up the universe and set it in motion, and he's gone off into a corner.To watch.
有些人认为说，上帝就把整个世界把它造好了，把它好像定时钟扭转好之后，把它放在那边看它运转，然后他自己就躲在一个角落，远远角落去看着这个世界自己在那边运行。
They don't really believe God is involved in the world today.
他们不相信上帝是在我们当中跟我们一起在生活的。
Now there are some people with whom I've ministered that believe God is right here where we are.
有些人是我牧养过的教会，他们认为呢，上帝就是在我们当在我们住居住在我们当中。
And they see him in the trees.
然后他们看到在树上面看到神。
They worship the sun.
他们也敬拜太阳。
They believe God is in the rain.
他们觉得神在那个雨当中。
Well, these are two of many different ways in which people answer where is God.
这是两个很不同的人们怎么来回答上帝在哪里的答案。
But I think they're a bit more theological and philosophical than what we want to get into today.
但是我相信有更多的神学跟哲理在我们今天要来可以来想的。
The cry of most people is, where is God when I hurt?
很多人会在他们的痛苦当中会呼喊说神啊你在哪里
Where is God when a whole town is burned to the ground?
当整个城镇被以火烧尽的时候我们会问说神啊你在哪里
Where is God when the hurricane sweeps through and the communities are filled with water?
当有那样的飓风把整个城镇给吹过，然后整个城泡在水里，我们会问神在哪里
？And you probably along the way have asked the question, God, where are you?
我想我们在整个人生过程当中，我们也问过这个问题：上帝，你在哪里
？I have preached a number of times from Psalm 22.
我曾经在诗篇二十二篇那边讲了几次道。
Let me just remind you of the first verse.
让我来提醒你这个第一节怎么说
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我
That's the cry of a person in deep depression.
那是一个在极度绝望当中人的他从内心发出的那样的呼喊
It's the cry of someone hurting.Way down inside.
那个是在一个极度痛苦当中人的从内心里面发出来的呼喊。
And of course you remember, Jesus uttered those same words when he hung on the cross.
但是我们也记得耶稣在十字架上他也有一样的哭喊。
So the question most of us have is, God, where are you when it hurts?
所以我们最常问的问题是说，主啊，当我很痛苦的时候，你在哪里？
Severe pain has a way of making people feel very alone.
极度的痛苦会常常会使我们觉得我们很孤单。
Have you ever been there where you've hurt so much and people have said things like, "Well, you'll get over it."
你是不是曾经经历过很极大的痛苦当中，但是有人会跟你讲说，你一下就过掉了，没事了。
And their comment hurt all the more.
那这样子的一个对你说实话，对你伤害会更深。
Where is God?
神在哪里
？Well, I think you need to see today as clearly as I can possibly make it that God is with us.
今天你们必须要知道，透过我，超出我所能够跟你们解释的。的方式让你要知道说上帝与我们同在
Say it out loud with me
跟我一起说
God is with us
上帝与我们同在我们一起来说上帝与我们同在
And that's the story of Christmas
这就是圣诞节的故事
That's why we get excited during this time of the year.
这是为什么我们在这段时间，圣诞节假期间，我们是很兴奋的。
Because we are reminded that God is with us.
因为我们再一次被提醒，上帝与我们同在。
I want to interview several people today, so that we can hear what they have to say.About God being with us.
今天我要来访问几个人，我们来听听看他们怎么说，就认为上帝与我们同在，他们是怎么认为的。
The first man I want to talk to is a man by the name of Isaiah.
第一个人我要访问的是，他的名字叫以赛亚。
Can you find the seventh chapter of Isaiah quickly?
你是不是可以很快的翻到以赛亚书第七章？
This is a familiar verse.
这个是我们非常熟悉的经文。
Isaiah 7, verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节。
Now, I know that I'm lifting this verse out of the context of some critical things that are happening among the people in Israel.
当我把这段经文从一些在以色列人当中发生一些很重要的事情当中，把这段经文截取拿出来看。
But Isaiah says this in verse 14 of chapter 7.
以赛亚在十四节这样子说。
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
我们一起读。因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
You see, Isaiah foretells the coming of Jesus Christ.
你看，在这边以赛亚已经预先告知耶稣基督要会来。
And he gives him a name.
然后他也在这边给了个名字。
And the name is Emmanuel.
这个名字叫做以马内利。
Say the name with me.
我们一起来说，以马内利。
Now turn to the first chapter of Matthew.
那请翻到马太福音第一章。
Because Matthew is going to help us to understand Isaiah 7:14.
因为马太福音在这个会让帮助我们更多了解以赛亚书第七章第十四节里面讲的东西。
In Matthew, the first chapter, the first gospel of the New Testament.
马太福音就是福音书里面的第一。第一本，然后第一集，第一章。
Beginning in the 21st verse, and I'm reading through verse 23. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said.Through the prophet Isaiah, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
来，我们中文的一起来读一二三，请。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来，这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
So with the help of Matthew, we better understand clearly Isaiah 7:14.
所以在马太福音，我们这边可以更清楚了解到以赛亚书第七章第十四节里面提到的。
This virgin has a child named Emmanuel, which means God with us.
童女怀孕生子，名字叫做以马内利。以马内利就是说上帝与我们，主与我们同在。
I want you to say that out loud with me.
我们要大家一起来说。
God is with us.
主与我们同在。
And so here the prophet says, what is coming?Is God coming into the world to make himself available to you?
所以这边提到是这边先知提到是说上帝会从天上下来，然后在这边使他能够我们每个人都可以有方式可以去看到他。
And so we go to the Gospel of John.
所以我们再到约翰福音来看一看。
John is the second person I want to interview.
约翰是我第二个要来访问的人。
We learn from Isaiah that he will be Emmanuel, God with us.
从以赛亚书里面提到，我们提到说神的名字叫耶稣名字叫以马内利，就是神与我们。
And now we ask John, where is God?
然后我们来看看，我们来问一下约翰哦，神在哪里？
John says, in the beginning was the Word.
约翰说太初有道。
In the beginning, not at the beginning.
他说太初有道，不是在太初才有道。
At the beginning would have placed Jesus within the construct of time.
如果你说在太初才有道的话，那你就把神限制在一个时间性里头了。
God and Jesus are not confined to time.
神跟耶稣是没有不受时间限制的。
God has no calendar.
神是没有日历月历的。
He is always the eternal now.
他是那个永恒的。
And Jesus was there in the beginning.
在刚太初的时候，那个时候耶稣就在那边了。
This word, as Jesus is referred to here, was with God, and he was God.
这边提到的耶稣就是这边提到的道，就是他与神同在，这个他也就是神。
I know this seems so very simple and elementary.
我知道这个好像这个观念是好像很简单，好像很基础的。
But I believe you'll find from the earliest days of the church, Satan will always attack at the point.Of the character and person of Jesus Christ.
但是我相信从教会的最初的时候，撒旦就不断的用这个东西来攻击耶稣，在攻击我们这样子一个基础的信仰。
When you no longer believe that he was in the beginning.
因为你不相信他在最太初就有神在那边。
And you don't believe he was with God.
我也不相信他与神同在。
And you don't believe that he is God.
也不相信他就是神。
And that by him all things were created.
然后你不相信借着耶稣万物被造。
When you begin to reduce Jesus from that position, you merely have another religion.
当你把耶稣从那样子的一个他的那样重要性当中去减低他的重要性的时候，你就制造了另外一个信仰。
Friends, the world does not need another religion.
这个世界不需要再另外一个信仰。
The world needs a redeemer.
这世界需要一个救赎者。
And that redeemer has to be one who is spotless that can die in your place.And provide for you the cleansing of your sin.
我们说这个救赎者他是没有罪的，他是可以为你我的罪死在十字架上，使我们得以洁净。
Now this one that was in the beginning with God, who was God.
这个在太初就有的这个与神同在的这一位。
He is the light of God.
他是神的光。
The life of God.
这是神的生命。
This is not the kind of life we think of in terms of human existence.
这样的一个生命不是我们人类泛指我们人类的这种存在这种生命。
This is the life of which God Himself is made.
这个生命是上帝自己创造的一个生命。
It is eternal life.
它是一个有永恒的生命。
You say.Pastor Jim, I don't understand all this stuff.
然后你说牧师我不太懂你在讲什么。
God has no time. He's one eternal now.
上帝是没有时间性的，他是永恒的。
God has life, and it's greater and beyond our human life.
神他是有生命的，这样子一个生命是超出我们人类可以理解的。
You don't understand that?
你不理解这个吗？
Neither do I.
我也不理解。
Because you see, he's God and I'm not.
因为他是神，我不是。
And I can't begin to understand in my poor, limited brain the glory and majesty and power of the eternal God.
以我有限这个很不是太聪明的脑袋，我可以开始去了解那个荣耀的、那个伟大的那样的一个神。
God knows you can't understand that.
神了解你无法完全理解。
It's beyond the realm of our mind and our comprehension.
这个超出我们人类脑袋的可以去理解的。
So the Word became flesh.
因是道成了肉身。
The eternal God took on skin.
那个永恒的上帝，永恒的神，他把自己披在这个一个肉体。
And as Eugene Peterson says, he moved into our neighborhood.
像Eugene牧师说，他搬到我们的社区里面来。
That is God knowing that you cannot comprehend Him, sends Himself into the world.So that you can meet him and know him.
就是神知道我们无法了解他，因此神把自己变成肉身进到这个世界，以至于我们可以去认识他，我们可以去了解他。
And he says he came into the world and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
他进到这个世界进来当中，以至于他是成为我们他是我们爱我们的那样子的一个父神，为我们死的那样的父神。
He's full of grace and truth.
他是充满的恩典与荣耀的。
What does this mean to you and me?
那这个对你我来说有什么意义呢？
It means everything we need to understand about the eternal God.Has been revealed to you and me in His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个表示我们必须要理解那个永恒上帝的所有的一切，就在他的独生爱子耶稣基督里面显现出来了。
Now, He came to some and they rejected Him.
他们他来到某些人当中，然后那些人拒绝了他。
No, no, no.You can't be God in the flesh.
他们说不，你不可能，你不可能是那个神成为人来到这世界上。
But some did believe him.
但有些人的确相信他。
Some did receive him.
有些人迎接了他，相信了他，接受了他。
And to those that did, he gave the authority to be a child of God.
所以这些接受他的人，神就给他们权柄来成为上帝的儿女。
Isaiah says the virgin will have a baby and you'll name the baby Emmanuel.
以赛亚书说必有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名叫以马内利。
That is God with us.
意思就是神与我们同在。
John says the word that was there in the beginning in creation has come into the worldAnd Jesus is God in the flesh.
约翰福音说，神就是道成的肉身在我们当中。那这个道就是神。
I love the passage. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我很喜欢这段经文，他讲到说道成的肉身在我们中间充充满满的有真理，有恩典，有真理。
I don't know many places to go today to see fullness of grace and fullness of truth. Do you?
我不知道在其他哪个地方可以看到一个是一个充充满满的有恩典有真理的地方。
It is true though that God comes to us and is with us that we may experience that grace that sets us free and that truth that introduces us to God.
就是因为他来到我们当中使我们可以看到他因此我们可以知道他是一个有恩典有充满恩典的那样的一个上帝。
So both Isaiah and John say to you and me, God is with us.
所以以赛亚跟约翰这边跟我们讲说，神与我们同在。
Say that out loud with me.
那我们一起来说，神与我们同在。
Did they say it in Mandarin?
我们讲大声一点，让牧师听到。神与我们同在。
Okay. Now.We've interviewed Isaiah, we've interviewed John. I want to go back to the passage we read a little while ago in Colossians, the first chapter.
那我们刚刚读了，我们访问了以赛亚，我们访问约翰，那我们就要回到我们刚刚读过的哥罗西书。
Now you remember, the church at Colossia was not a church that Paul planted.
你们知道，这个哥罗西这边的教会，它并不是保罗他在那边建立的。
Paul had had a young brother, a young man who had come to know the Lord, and that young man, Epaphras, apparently went from Ephesus to Colossae to start this new church.
他有一个年轻的弟兄，从以弗所那边到哥罗西那边建立一个教会。
And Epaphras went to meet Paul to report about the church at Colossia.
然后他回去跟保罗这边报告说那个教会的状况。
And he says, Paul, we got a great church in Colossia.
然后他说，我们在那边有一个非常好的教会。
They're doing terrific. They're studying the word and they're praying. It's wonderful.
他们在那边研究主的话语，在那边读经祷告，非常的好。
But there's a group of people that have been working their way into the church, teaching some things that are not true.
但是有一群人，他们渗入到教会当中去教导，去设法去那边教导一些不是真理的东西。
Who were these people?
这是哪？这群人是谁呢
？Well, there are a couple of groups, possibly.
那有可能这有不同的几种人是这样的人。
One of the groups might have been what they called the Judaizers.
有一个可能是叫做 Judaizers 这样的一个主的人这样的人。
Another group that was just building their steam or their life were the Gnostics.The Gnostics, yes.
斯洛底教派的人，斯洛底教派的人。
Now these people said, God cannot have anything to do with sin.
他们认为说，上帝是跟所有有罪的东西是不能够有任何关系的。
Does that sound good?
他听起来是不错吧
？Yeah, God is pure and holy.
那当然，上帝是洁净无罪的。
But they said you and I are sinful.
但是你跟我是有罪的人。
Therefore, God cannot come into flesh because flesh is sinful.
所以上帝是神是不可能道成肉身的，因为这个肉身就是有罪的。
Now, Jesus is an agent of God.Who comes to help us?
耶稣是上帝的一个代理人，他进入到世界来让我们认识他。
But he's not really God in the flesh.
那他不是真的是那个上帝他自己，他并不是这样子。
Paul got very concerned about this.
保罗对这样子非常的
Paul decided to do two things.
保罗决定要去做两件事。
The first is he began praying for the church at Colossae.
第一件事是他开始为这个教会祷告。
You want things to happen?
你要有 有一个结果吗？事情有结果吗
？Lay your life and heart before God in prayer.
把你的心交到主的面前来，求神，以祷告来求神。
Paul became concerned about that church, and so he was praying to God for them.
保罗关心这个教会状况，所以他为这个教会来祷告。
The second thing he decided to do was write a letter.
第二件他决定要做的事是他写了一封信。
And in that letter.He wanted to make sure they understood who Jesus is.
所以在这个信当中，他要确信这个教会人知道耶稣是谁。
And that Jesus is God in the flesh.
耶稣就是神道成了肉身。
Now over here in Colossians verse 15.
在哥罗西书第十五节这边提到
chapter 1, He is the image.Of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
The concept of that word image is as though a piece of wood or leather had a particular image burned into it.
这个像的这个概念，意思是说，它就你在那个木头或是皮上面，直接把那个形象烧在上面。
In other words, Jesus is in fact God burned into flesh, so that He reveals who God is.
那耶稣就是神把自己，就是真的是神把自己烧在耶稣的身上，所以他可以来彰显什么。谁是神
And this Jesus is the firstborn over all creation.
那耶稣是所有被造的以先。
You see, Jesus was there before creation.
耶稣在太初之前他就存在的。
And he was there when the immutable counsels of God, forget that. When in the vast distant yesteryears, God decided...on what the plan of salvation would look like.
在上帝决定要来造这个世界，然后为他的救恩所造的那样子一个一样的一个事件。
These are not easy concepts.
抱歉，我翻的不是很好。
But you see, Paul is saying to the people at Colossae.This person of Jesus is not merely an agent of God.
他这边提到说，那个耶稣并不是单单是好像神的外面那个形象而已。
He's not a prophet.
他也不是一个先知。
He's more than a teacher.
他也不光光是一个老师教导。
This man Jesus is exactly like God.
耶稣他就是完完全全是一个像神一样一模一样的。
That's why in John 14:9, Jesus says, "Whoever sees me, sees the Father."
就是约翰福音十四章第九节说，人看见了我，就是看见了神。
That's a very bold statement.
这是一个非常大胆的一个说法。
If you've seen Jesus.You've met God.
如果你看到耶稣了，你就是遇见神了。
I wish this would do something to you.
我希望这个对你来讲会产生一些作用。
Maybe we could get a little bit Pentecostal here even.
而且我们有些灵恩派的可以在这边。
We'd jump up and say, "Wow, you mean Jesus shows us the reality of the Creator God?"
所以我们可能会跳起来说，哇，我们需要耶稣来到我们彰显那个创造物的这样子一个实体。
And if I've met Jesus and I've seen him, I have encountered the God of the universe.
如果我遇见了耶稣，我就是遇见了创造宇宙万物的那样的神。
Yes.
是的。
He says here, of course, he became the visible of the invisible.
这边提到说，他成为那个看不见的那个的一个看得见的一个像。
You know the Bible says no one has seen God at any time.
圣经里面提到说，没有人可以亲眼看见神。
No one can look on the face of God.
没有人可以直接看到上帝的那个脸。
And live.
然后他还可以存活。
It'd be too overwhelming.
因为那个是我们没办法承受的。
And so the invisible God becomes visible.
所以那个看不见的神变成一个看得见的一个形体的神。
Jesus says, "Look at me."
耶稣说看看看着我。
Watch me.
看看着我。
Listen to me.
听我。
See how I move among the people.
看我怎么在人群当中做事。
See my healing power.
看到我可以我有医治的能力。
See how I can still the waves of the storms.
看我怎么样可以在暴风雨当中去平息那个风暴。
Watch me as I take 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed 5,000 people.
看我怎么用五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人。
You see me, you've seen the Father.
你看见人看见了我，就是看见父。
I am God in the flesh at work in your midst.
我是上帝，我是神，道成肉身在这当中住在我们中间。
I love the story of the man that was brought to Jesus for healing.
我很喜欢这个有一个需要被医治的人被带到耶稣的面前。
There were a number of the religious leaders around.
那当中有几个宗教的领导者在那边。
And Jesus said to the man, "Your sins be forgiven."
然后耶稣对那个人讲说，你的罪得赦免。
The religious leaders began to mumble among themselves.
然后那些宗教领袖的开始在当中开始喃喃这边发说话讨论。
This is blasphemy.
这个真的是不
No one can forgive sins, but God.
没有人可以来赦免赦罪除了神之外。
Yeah, fellas, you're right.
他说是的，你对的，你耶稣说自己是对的。
No one can forgive sins, but God.
是除了神以外，没有人有赦罪的能力。
And this man who just said, "Your sins be forgiven," is God.
然后这个刚刚说了你的罪得赦免的这个人他就是神。
Of course, to entertain them a little bit, he said, get up and walk.
然后呢耶稣为了要有些娱乐，就是他就跟那个人讲说你起来行走吧。
The man got up and walked.
那人就真的站起来走了。
And they were amazed at that.
然后他们看着就很惊奇。
They ought to have been amazed that they were standing in the presence of one who alone can forgive sins.
他们真的是很在那个可以赦免人罪的人的面前，他们真是充满了惊奇。
So Isaiah, where is God?
所以以赛亚说，上帝在哪里？
He is God with us, Emmanuel.
上帝是。与我们同在，他是以马内利。
Say that with me, God with us.
God with us. 中文一起说，主神与我们同在。
And I ask John, I say, John, where is God?
那我问约翰说，上帝在哪里？
He said, He's the light that has come into the world, full of grace and truth.
他说，神就是那个光，那光进到这个世界，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
He is God who wrapped himself in flesh and moved into our neighborhood.
他是神，然后披戴着人的身体，然后进到我们的社区当中。
Paul, tell us, where is God?
保罗，神在哪里？
He has come in Jesus Christ and is the express image of God.
神以耶稣基督的这样子一个实际的身体来到这个世界上。
And all the fullness of God lives or dwells in Jesus Christ bodily.
一切的丰盛是完全居住在他里面的，在耶稣基督里面居住。
Okay, I want to just interview one more person.
我要再来访问最后一个人。
Is that okay?
可以吗？
Well, since I'm up here, I can do what I want, can't I?
那是我，那我就在这边了，你们也拿我没办法。
Isaiah, John, and Paul, who else?
以赛亚、约翰、保罗，还有谁呢？
I don't have the name of this man.
我这个人我没有名字。
I have some ideas about who it might be.
但是我对这个人有点概念，他是谁？
But there's no evidence or proof.
但是并没有实际证据可以来证明。
It is the book of Hebrews.
是在希伯来书。
I love this book.
我很喜欢这本书。
In those first few verses, the writer of the Hebrews tells us.
在希伯来书第一章前面几节提到。
The Son of God has been appointed heir of all things, and through him he made the universe.
这边提到说，神以立耶稣为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Do you understand what it means to be an heir of all things?
你知道是一个继承者的这个意思吗？这个世界的继承者的意思吗？
That means everything that belongs to the Father belongs to the Son.
那意思是说，所有父亲拥有的，全部是归给这个孩子的。
Because Jesus was there to create the universe.
因为耶稣是那个在那边是那个创造世界的。
And it says the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
这边提到说他是神荣耀所发出的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Colleen and I were at, I think we were there together years ago at Urbana.
我跟卡琳几年前在
the big InterVarsity conference.
有一个会议
And I think it was the first year that they sang Shine, Jesus, Shine. You know that song?
那可是第一年这首 Shine, Jesus, Shine 这首歌开始唱。
The scripture tells us that he is the radiance, the shining, the beaming light of God on earth.
这边提到是说耶稣就是那个神那个荣耀所发出的那个光那个在世界上的那个光
And he is the exact representation of God.
他是神本体的真相
I have a picture that I posted on Facebook. Some of you saw it.
我曾经在脸书上面放了一张照片
It's a pictureOf my oldest son, who pastors a church in Mechanicsburg.
是我老大，他是在一个教会当中的一个牧者。
And he's standing there with his arm over my shoulder.
然后照片当中呢，他的手就张开把我抱着。
And you know, people write things back to you when you post a picture.
那当你知道在脸书上面，人家会回应你所放的照片。
And several of them said he looks just like you.
那很多人说他长得好像你。
Well, there's some difference. There's some difference.
那当然，我们还是有一些差别。
I'm about 5'9" and he's 6'3".
我是5'9", 他是6'3".
That's why he put his arm over my shoulder.
那是为什么他会那个手他这样抱那个手臂抱着我？
I'm 150 pounds. He's 230 pounds.
我是150磅，他是230磅。
There's a little difference.
这有一点点的差异。
He has the full head of wavy hair I used to have.
他头发蛮很多头发，那我曾经也像他一样很多头发。
Mine, as you can tell, has begun to leave me.
你可以看到说我头发开始要离开我了。
They say, "Well, he looks just like you."
他们说他你儿子看着真的长得好像你哦。
That's a compliment.
这是一个赞美。
But technically, he doesn't.
但是实际上他并不是那么那像我。
Jesus is the expressed image of God.
但是耶稣是完全上帝的那个完全的那个形象。
He doesn't have.Just a few of God's features. He doesn't have just a few of God's features.
他并不是光光只有神，耶稣并不光光只有神的一些特质。
In Jesus, it pleased God that all of his fullness would dwell in him bodily.
上帝他蛮完全的是他整个是住在耶稣里头的，那这个是神所喜悦的事情。
And so I asked the writer of the Hebrews, where is God?
所以我问希伯来的作者，神在哪里？
He says the glory of God is in the face of Jesus.
他说神的荣耀就是在耶稣基督的脸上。
I say, Paul, where is God?
我问保罗，神在哪里？
He says, ah, God is in Jesus reconciling the world to himself.
他说，神就在耶稣基督里使得世界与他和好。
I say, John, where is Jesus?
我问约翰说，耶稣在哪里？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
God took on flesh and moved into our community.
那神他自己成了人来到我们当中，在我们当中居住。
Isaiah, where is God?
以赛亚，神在哪里？
He is Emmanuel.
他是以马内利。
God is with us.
上帝与我们，神与我们同在。
Say that with me. God is with us. Say that. God.
来说，我们一起来说，神与我们同在。
My friends, that's the Christmas story.
我的朋友们，这就是圣诞节的故事。
He has come.
他已经来了。
And with him the offer of forgiveness and eternal life.
他带着那个权柄，有赦罪的权柄，都在他手上。
And if you do not know of a certainty that you've been forgiven of every sin.
如果你不确定自己的身上所有的罪都有罪被赦免的话。
If you do not have assurance and confidence that the one who came into the world is living in you,
当你不确定、没有信心，那个神成道成肉身，然后住在你心里头，你身住在我们当中。
Your greatest Christmas experience could be, even today, to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, come to dwell in you.
你圣诞节当中，你最能够最大的一件事，就是说你可以认识那个神，那个神是来到耶稣基督身上，然后道成肉身为我们而来。
I want to pray with you.
我要为你们祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you.
哦，全能神，我们感谢你。
You are with us.
你与我们同在。
In the midst of our pain and confusion, you're with us.
在我们的困惑，在我们的痛苦当中，你与我们同在。
When we can stand confused and uncertain, you're with us.
当我们真是忍受不住那样的困惑、那样的痛苦的时候，你还是与我们同在。
In the nighttime hour when there seems to be no light, you are with us.
在我们在那个暗夜当中，我们看不到光的时候，主啊，你与我们同在。
And we thank you as well that in the moments of joy and ecstasy.You are with us.
我们也感谢你在我们的喜乐的当中，你也与我们同在。
Thank you that you have come.
我们感谢你，你来到了世界。
And you've revealed the Father.
你显现了神。
I pray if there's a person here this morning that has not met the Lord Jesus Christ and does not have assurance of eternal life, that today the greatest Christmas of all.Will be theirs.
我们当中有还不认识您的，也还不确定自己是认识你的。我们为他来祷告求，真的是在这个圣诞节当中，他可以进入到那个最大最伟大的就是你。
That they would open their heart to you and receive you as Savior.
他们可以打开他们的心里头来接受你是他们的救主。
I pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。